Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Let me walk in your glorious light.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Bruaboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. I apologize for being late this morning. I wasn't feeling too well, but I'm here. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence. We praise you, Holy Ghost. We worship you, Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, have your way in this service. Have your way in our lives. Let the kingdom of God come in us as it is in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come in this service as it is in heaven. Let thy will be done. Hallelujah. On earth as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, teach us, lead us, guide us. Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God, release your breath in this atmosphere. Be at home in this atmosphere on the prayer, on the radio block, the atmosphere on the prayer line. Release your breath, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, release your breath in us. Release your breath in each and every one of us individually, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, release your breath in the ministry I am that I am. Red Renacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Oriana Sandidia Kuriasi. Hallelujah, we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we pray for mercy. Father, have mercy upon each and every one of us. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us. Lord, rain down your mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Forgive us of all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Oh, Father God, we confess our sins, and you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon Apostle Boyu. Have mercy upon Tina, O God. Have mercy upon her son, Mandika. Have mercy upon Al, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon Kamari and CJ, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon Ricky. Have mercy upon Makari, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon Shalanda, O God. Lord, have mercy upon Mimi. Have mercy upon Donovan, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for mercy, mercy, mercy upon our household. Mercy upon Krista, oh God. Mercy upon Krista Michael. Mercy upon Joshua. Mercy upon Zachariah. Mercy upon Christian. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon those children, oh God. Each and every one of them, oh God. Have mercy upon Crystal, oh God. Oh, be merciful unto us also. Be merciful unto each and every one of us this morning, oh God. Have mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. In the name of Jesus, forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, O God. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Oh, we soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Our transportation in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, there's healing in the blood of Jesus. There's deliverance in the blood of Jesus. There's restoration in the blood of Jesus. We claim every blessing that is in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus protecting us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus covering us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood of Jesus renewing us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor, oh God, on our nieces and our nephews, oh God, on our grandchildren, on our siblings, those that are connected to us, oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, this morning, we put the armor of God and the armor of light upon us, oh God. Lord, I put the armor upon us also, boy. I put the armor, oh God, of God and the armor of light upon him this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and his loins girded with truth. Oh, God, I put the armor on Tina, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, our son, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, on Al, oh, God, on Makari and Kamari, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, upon CJ, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Oria, my son, Deriako, I put the armor of God and the armor of light upon Ricky, oh, God, upon Chris Diane, upon her children, upon Zachariah, in the name of Jesus. Upon Christian, in the name of Jesus, upon Joshua, oh God, upon Crystal, upon each and every one here this morning. The armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, O God. Send your holy angels to minister to us. Send your holy angels to minister, O God. And do your biddings in our lives. Let your kingdom come in us as it is in heaven, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we bless you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I need your strength. I need your wisdom. I need your guidance, O God, in the name of Jesus. Without you, I am nothing. You are my all in all. You are my lifeline. I need you every second. I need you every minute. I need you every hour. I need you. I cannot make it without you. I am totally dependent on you. Lead me, guide me, teach me. Let the perfect will of God be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yekuria maseteria kuria maseteria ko uria masanderia kuria maseteria ko. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to send your holy angels to do your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, yekuria maseteria kuria mase. Hallelujah. Yekuria maseteria kuria maseteria ka uria maseteria ko. Horia masateria koromasere koromase. Horia masateria koromase. Hallelujah. Rekuye mukuya mase. Horia masateria koromase. Horia masateria koromase. Horia masateria koromase. Horia masateria koromase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uria sanderia korosere koromase. Horia koromasateria koromasateria koromase. Horia masere koromase. Horia gaya sanderia koromase. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship you, O God. Uria masateria koromase. Hallelujah. Uria masateria karamasateria ka. Hallelujah. Masateria koromase. Uria masateria koromase. Uria masateria koromase. Hallelujah. Uria masateria koromase. Uria koromasateria koromase. Koromase. Hallelujah. Uria masateria koromasateria ka. Hallelujah. Remoso doria ka. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Uria sanderia korea masateria ko. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your anointing, O God. In the name of Jesus. Yekuria masateria kara masateria ko. Hallelujah. Uria masateria kara masateria ko. In the name of Jesus. Yekuria masateria kara masateria ko. Oh, yes, Sanderia ko. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Sanderia karamasateria koramase. Oh, yes, masateria karamasateria karamasateria koramase. Oh, yes, masateria karamasateria koramase. Hallelujah. Uria masateria koramasateria ko. Uria masateria karamasateria koramase. Oh, yes, masateria karamasateria ko. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of glory. He is worthy of honor. Hallelujah. 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 We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, karamasteria kurmase. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Who is this light? It's the Lord. Jesus is the light of the world. Hallelujah. So I want you this morning to look at the book of 1 John 1. We're talking about the light. John 1:1, I'm going to read it, starting from verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. We are talking about walking in the light. Walking in the light. Hallelujah. Jesus is that light, the light of the world. Hallelujah. The light, the light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Hallelujah. Of whom shall I be afraid? Jesus is the light that leads us to salvation. Hallelujah. John 8:12 says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but we have the light of life. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God said, let light shine out of darkness. May his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Jesus Christ. Matthew 5:14-15. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and they gave light to everyone in the house. Isaiah 42:15-17. I will lay waste the mountains and the hills and dry up all the vegetation. I will turn rivers into islands and dry up the roots. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. But those who trust in idols, who say to images you are God, will be turned back in utter shame. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light unto my path. The word of God is what? A lamp unto your feet and a light unto our paths. John 1:5. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has never overcome, will never overcome it. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. Matthew 5:60, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Isaiah 5:58, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Isaiah 58:1-7, if we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies. 1 John 1:7. Ephesians 5:8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world. Live as children of light. Live as children of light. Hallelujah. Live as children of light. Walk in the light of God. Jesus is the light of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That it means to let your light shine for Christ. Hallelujah. When you walk in the light, let me say this to you. Light in God, there's no darkness. He is the light. He's the ultimate light. Hallelujah. He's the light. There are different, just how when you, they got different degrees of voltage. They got different types of degrees. Some lights are dim, some lights shine. But God's light, there's no darkness in his light. It shines bright. Hallelujah, because God is the truth. Truth is light. When you walk in the truth, you're walking in the light. Hallelujah. When you walk in the truth, you are walking in the light. Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. And the life. Hallelujah. So when you walk, the truth is the light. When you walk in light and darkness, and what is who's in the kingdom of darkness, who's the king, is the enemy. We got to learn to walk in the light. We are children of light. And we cannot do part with God wants our light to shine brightly. No darkness must be in it. Hallelujah. We are entering a new year, and that we take these things for granted. So it's time for us to wake up and get serious. Hallelujah. Stay in that light. Hallelujah. He is the light of the world. What does it mean to shine? Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless, innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as light in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ that I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Philippians 2:14-16. No grumbling, no disputing. When you walk in the light, you will be at peace with all men. We talk about forgiveness. When you forgive and you ask God for mercy and he forgive us, that's the light. When you forgive others, you are walking in the light of Almighty God. When you keep bitterness, darkness. When you don't speak for others, darkness. When you cause confusion, darkness. When you lie, darkness. When you manipulate, darkness. Jesus Christ is looking for a church that is holy, clean, without spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. That means that vessel must be completely clean. Jesus is the light of the world. In God, you find no darkness. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of God move upon the face of the waters. Remember that yesterday. And I said, and God said, let the first thing God said was the first word God said, let that we heard, let there be light. He wrote it, it's in the Bible. Let there be light. And when light, God separated the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. When people want to do evil, they hide in the darkness. When people want to lie and manipulate, they don't do it properly. They do it in the darkness. Hallelujah. But God is calling us. We are the children of light. His sons and daughters are children of light, children of truth, that we walk in his truth, fully walk in the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus is the light of the world. In the Gospel of John, Jesus is called true light, which gave light to everyone. Throughout the New Testament, the followers of Jesus are called to be lights in the darkness. So what does it mean to shine? It means being counterculture. Number one, we live in a dark world full of lies, hate, confusion. But God's word tells us to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Romans 13:12, while others are chasing after physical pleasures and selfish gain, commanded to live a different way, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 13:14. Write these scriptures down. Put on the armor of light. Romans 13:12. And Romans 13:14 says to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for flesh to gratify its desire. When you walk by the flesh, you're walking in darkness. You listen to the dictates of the flesh, darkness. Putting yourself out there, Jesus said, let your light shine. What does it mean to shine? You put yourself out there. Jesus said, let your light shine before others. Matthew 15:68. He explained that no one lights lamp just to hide it under a basket. A lamp is meant to be placed on a stand to give light to everything around it. Whether you are timid or outgoing, you're going to be a light to the people around you. Hallelujah. You must be a light to those around you. Hallelujah. Always pointing back to the light source. How do you shine? You point to the source. Who is the source? Jesus said, let your light shine before others. That wasn't the whole sentence. He went on to give the reason it is important to shine, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16b. Our goal should never be to bring recognition to ourselves, but to bring glory to God. There's a fine line between being a light and putting on a show to get attention. It's a matter of the heart. Hallelujah. You fight back to the source. Who is that source? It's Jesus. Many times, right now, I would say, sometimes the altars in our hearts need to be lit again. This is some of the reason we have a prayer and intercession, a service on February 24th, because we're going to have a lot of prayer. It's just going to be strictly prayers. And there's no food, strictly prayer for the hours we're there praying. Hallelujah. But God's by what God wants us to do. Pray. When you pray, you're releasing light. Do you know right now we're releasing light as we pray? When you read the word of God, you're releasing light. Hallelujah. Light. Hallelujah. Light shine. And darkness disappear. Hallelujah. When you walk in light, you're not manipulative. You're not deceitful. When you walk in light. What keeps us from shining? What is keeping us from shining? Matthew 7:3. What do you see? The speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye. Keeps you from shining because people just condemn, and they forget about themselves. They're the first one who forgives. They condemn everybody around them. But I hate those people who do that. Is that right? You point to your fingers and you forget about you. And you're becoming so judgmental of everything and everybody. That means when you do that, you are being boastful. You are drawing attention to you. And the attention you draw is not the light of God, it's darkness. Because God is the source of that light. Hallelujah. Keep you from shining, bitterness, anger, hostility. It is easy to see the shine of new diamonds, a new diamond ring from across the room. You can look at it, a brand new diamond ring across the room. It will be beautiful, but after a time, it will start getting dusty. Why? It's just sitting there. And what we need to do is collect them where we sin. Sin can dull our light as lights for Jesus. Our lives, which were once sparkled with the joy of Christ, that can become clouded with a love for things of the world when we walk by flesh. Before you can be a light to others, take a look at your own life. Has sin dulled the evidence of Christ? Maybe it's time to stop. Take a moment and ask God to review any sin sins you might be ignoring. If there are sins you repeatedly struggle with, write it down. Pray over it continually. Pray over it. Write it down. As the Holy Spirit reveals those things to you. Ask God for forgiveness. And ask Him to help you in changing your heart. Changing your heart from stone to flesh. We need to address things in our life because you are the light of the world. And people are watching you. You believe it and me. We're supposed to be the light of the world. So how do we shine? Do not be conformed to this world. Romans 12:2a. A light sounds great. How exactly do you become this brilliant beacon to the people around you? Here are four tips. Be careful what you say. Number one, be careful what you say. The Bible calls the tongue a restless evil full of deadly poison. James 3:8. Be careful. Even when you say to your children, your grandchildren, everybody, and one thing about the Bible tells us that we'll be judged. We got to tame our tongue. Let no corrupt talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building us up, sister creation, that it may give grace to those who hear. Ephesians 4:29. James 3:8 calls the tongue a deadly poison. Be careful what you say. Consider, demon, what do you watch on TV? What kind of music you listen to? Your entertainment. Be careful. Be careful how you, because do you see what you hear, your different gates, your ear gates, your eye gates. You don't want that to be an entry. Be careful how you think about others. Hallelujah. Be obedient when you're obedient and obedient to Almighty God. When you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, you are walking in the light. That's why when we sin, we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You don't need to wait for tomorrow to ask God for mercy. If there's somebody you're not speaking to, call that person. Make amends. Hallelujah. Forgive. Forgive. I keep saying it. And it's the whole word this whole week the Lord is saying, forgive. We are the light of the world. We are the light. Look, when you pray, I always ask God, search me and I show me anything. And when God shows you those things, you write it down. And you repent. And you pray over it. God, I want to be your light. I don't want to be dull. I don't want, and dust will gather. When it does gather, then you can't even see that shining, sparkling light. Sometimes you cover your light, you put a shade. The shade is sin. Hallelujah. Walking in light is walking in the knowledge of Almighty God. But I mean, knowledge, you're going deeper. You want to know deeper. Jesus, Enoch walked with God. Enoch, until he was not. He never saw death. He walked with. That means he was alive. He walked with. He surrendered to God. He allowed God. He wanted to go deeper and deeper. And when you go deeper and deeper, this earth cannot continue. Because you're walking in that light. Elijah, the light, the cherubim came and got him. The light, the transfiguration who was there. Moses came. Hallelujah. For the transfiguration of the mountain. Hallelujah. Elijah and Moses were there. When they saw Jesus, hallelujah, when the disciples saw Jesus, that light, hallelujah, heaven is not dark. Heaven is full of beautiful, beautiful light. Hallelujah. Light is, and darkness is sin. Walk in the light of the world, Jesus. December is the month of light. Hallelujah. We at the end of December. That light that's shining in you, let it shine bright in January, brighter in February, brightest. As it keeps shining and shining and shining. Do wait for tomorrow. If there's anything going on, ask God for mercy. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Do not, pride is darkness. Do not be arrogant. That's darkness. But the Holy Spirit convict us. Let us step into repentance in the name of Jesus. So as this is the last Friday in the month of December 2023. This Friday, you will not see it no more. Friday, no more you will see this Friday 2023. After today, 12 midnight is gone. This is the last week of the year. I leave you with this. Arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. Be that light. Let your light shine for others to see and glorify Jesus. Let your light shine, 2024. Let it shine. Shine in January, February, March. Shine higher and higher and higher. Hallelujah. Let shine walking in obedience. Let your light shine learning more about Christ, growing in Christ. Reading your Bible, studying, being kind, loving as God tells us to love. Father, I thank you for this word. And I receive this word. Lord, in our walk with you, our altar of prayer is so dull. But Lord, you lit those altars and it kept burning. It kept burning and it got brighter. Brighter. Thank you, Lord. Cleanse this altar of prayer. Purify the altar of prayer. And light our altar of prayers. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The love of God and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in Christ Jesus.